Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
What town would have you stepped in on, over, or through? 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Rochelle. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
What's happening, guys?
How are you, Rochelle?
Oh, I'm good. How are you?
We've been doing lovely. Right. Thank you.
All right. So this was a while ago. I was in Ecuador, and I went to this little village, this really cool place outside of Quito called Otavalo. And so I'm wandering around, and literally this is the place where, like, all the guys have black, jet black hair down to their butts, and they all wear white clothes, and it's like Ecuadorian angels. Pretty cool spot. But so I'm wandering around the let's call it the farmer's market. And I have on, it's hot, humid. I have on shorts, flip-flops, the whole thing. I stepped on a pig flea.
What exactly is a pig flea?
So they're microscopic. Like, so you can't see them. All you know, I thought I had a, hold on. If you don't get it out, they lay eggs inside of your body.
Ooh, baby. Mm.
Yeah, so it's gnarly. So I thought I stepped on a piece of glass because I kept looking down. I'm like, why in the hell does this hurt so bad? And what is it? But I couldn't see anything. And so I continue to get a little more and more concerned because I'd heard about these, right? So I go into this little mercado, and the lady, oh, my God, she was so sweet. She's like, no, Vaniki. So she brings me into the back of her store. And she gives me a beer, and she's like, you need to drink this, and I need to get this out immediately. You have a pig flea.
Well, you don't have any problems drinking beer.
No. I can't remember the name in Spanish of the pig flea. But anyways, so I sit down, I drink the beer, and she gets out a razor. And right then and there, and just, like, cuts this thing out. Like, I just pointed, like, where it was in my big toe. And she just went to work, and it was just horrible. It was so painful.
Let me get this straight, Rochelle. You're in Ecuador. You do something to your toe, and some woman in a store, you let her do emergency surgery in the back of the room by giving you a beer, and then she cuts it out with an X-Acto knife. Is this what I'm understanding? This is a good idea?
You got it. I'm like, okay, I just had to trust, and I just went with it. But it felt better. Like, 2 days later, I was staying in this, like, dirt cheap hostel and found some, like, dirt weed, sat there and didn't leave I was just limping around after that. So anyways, it was crazy.
How long did it take her to cut this flea out of your toe?
I want to say it was like 15, 20 minutes.
Jesus, man.
Yeah. Well, she was trying to be really careful, you know what I mean? And not, like, go too deep, thank God, but yet be thorough. Because seriously, like, if you don't get it out, like, they're in your bloodstream and you're screwed.
Were you worried about an infection or anything?
Yeah. No, I mean, absolutely.
Okay.
I was worried about a lot of things.
I bet you were, yeah.
Well, damn, that's a hell of a thing. I hope to never experience a
You probably had our insurance then, and you couldn't, you're afraid of using it.
Damn.
What have you stepped in on, over, or through? 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Kendall. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
How you guys doing today?
Doing great, man.
So when I was in 7th or 8th grade, we went on a family camping trip, and I was able to bring a few friends with me. One of them being one of my bigger buddies. And we were all hanging outside my parents' trailer, and we were stepping on the septic tank lid out there. and he decided to step on one, and he completely went through it and down into the septic tank.
Damn.
I mean, did he disappear from view? How deep was it?
He hung on to the edge, but he was probably about, like, nipples deep. He was in there.
I guess it's a common thing, man. I don't know. There was a story last week about an Amazon delivery driver who, like, stepped on an area that was soft because it was a septic failure problem, whatever. Right. And the next thing he knows, he's, like, 8 feet down into a septic hole outside of the home and calling 911 for someone to come get him out because he couldn't crawl out of the damn thing.
So what do you do with your buddy at that point? Obviously, you pull his ass out of there, but, I mean, do you just hose him off and enjoy the trip or what?
So what happened was the camp host, like the person who was running the camp, he ended up getting in trouble and whatnot. So he went and took a shower. And by the way, he was fully clothed when this happened. And he had poop underneath the screen on his phone. And he completely threw his phone away. He had a little bit of money in his pocket, and he just rinsed it off with a little bit of soap. But my parents ended up giving him, like, a bunch of the iodine sticks thing.
Yeah.
And told him to rub himself down with that and whatnot. And then after that, he was all showered and whatnot. And the camp host made him go around and pick up dog poop for breaking the lid to the septic tank.
Oh, damn, man.
Jesus.
Yeah, me and my other buddies, we all stood around and laughed at him while he was picking up poop and stuff.
Yeah, I mean, I guess I wouldn't really help him either. Like, no offense, buddy. I'm glad you're okay.
I'm worried about all these other people giving me rules. Like, dinner's at 6. You can't have a beer. Clean up the dog poop. Like, no! No! Like,
damn, no! Man. Nipples deep in a septic tank.
That is disgusting.
That is. But that's why you don't jump on those things, right?
What have you stepped in on, over or through 206-803-ROCK?
I wouldn't even jump on a sewer gate.
No, I don't even mess with those things. Yeah. I really don't. Like, this will just be the time that thing slips a little bit and I'm in there, right?
I don't even like to walk over them.
You know, a lot of times I don't.
Yeah. Like, well, number one, they're slick.
They are slick. What is under, so like when you're walking down the sidewalks here, right? I don't know if it goes to the sewer. I don't know if it's electrical, but like the big kind of like metal doors that are somewhat embedded in the sidewalk. You know what I'm talking about? Like,
I
you walk down
that's
to 7-Eleven.
Electrical something underneath.
I'm guessing. But for whatever reason, I tend to avoid those two. I'm like, I don't even know what's that. At least with the sewage thing, I know it's sewage. That, I'm like, I don't know what's that. It could be alligators for all I know.
Yeah, I'm with you. I walk around all that stuff if I can.
Always.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. Oh, oh,
oh, O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Oh, 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 O'Reilly
Auto Parts. We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.